This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
First. Are we rolling yet?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for...
Thanks so much for your patience,
February 27th, 2018. Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn in Studio D. Vaughn in Studio C, I assume. I'm just assuming. I can't see him. Yep. I assume he's there.
He's there.
And then Hooman and Yuzi in Studio B. Basically in the same seats that they always sit in.
Yeah, we don't even have to
move. You guys don't have to move. So today, I think Hooman was getting a winner for the Disneyland trip when... Vinny was running through a list of things that, you know, have you or have you not done this when you were underage? And
By the way, I did all that stuff.
We knew
it's,
you did.
It's so sad. I bought cigarettes. First of all, I stole cigarettes from the Safeway. I want to say I was in like third grade.
Yeah. That's
and me and Jason
really
Sisko would sit there in these bushes
cigarettes
behind the Safeway. Where I lived, there was a Safeway at Culver and Walnut there in Irvine. We'd sit in these bushes and smoke cigarettes. We were third or fourth grade. But I remember buying cigarettes at the Disneyland Hotel.
When at one of those pull machines,
the pull machines. Like, one summer I shined shoes there, and that was my job. And on my breaks, I would walk over to the Disneyland Hotel and smoke cigarettes in the lounge that they had set up there.
Oh, the olden days where
off
you could
the
smoke
sides,
inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Off the sides of the elevators, they had little lounges set up that were set up so you could meet, talk, and smoke. And there I am, 12, with my little shaved head all, hey, mister.
You got a light.
Remember the even the vending machines that you could buy smokes from?
That's what I was using. Yeah. Well,
oh, I thought you got it from the... You stole them from the Safeway or something.
No, no, no. In the Disneyland Hotel, they had the cigarette machines with the pull lever.
I think the only reason they got rid of those was because kids could buy them.
Right.
A kid could walk up and buy them. Yeah.
Well, clearly, I don't think people saw it as, especially since so many people, grown-ups smoked, they didn't even see it as their place to stop a kid from smoking because they, I guess, felt like hypocrites or... Or misery loves company, or
I guess,
whatever.
I don't know. We just didn't think to ourselves, oh God, that kid is poisoning himself.
But there I am, I mean, think about a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Walking by him in a hotel smoking. No one said one boo to me.
Never even occurred to him, I'm sure. That kid seems, well, he is a working man.
So ask him in the question.
So one of the questions was, did you have sex before you were old enough? You know, I guess consenting age 18. And we started to wonder about how old Hooman was when he lost his virginity, because I think I know everyone on this show's virginity losing story, but I don't know Hooman's.
Well, it's going to remain a mystery. Thanks for asking.
Why?
So you guys have asked me this. You ask me this every 6 months. I've answered it every 6 months. I'm sorry you have zero memory.
Just remind us.
And it's been 20 minutes. I'll see you soon. Yeah.
No, just... Just tell me what it is. How old were you?
Oh, he's Hooman.
Hooman, will you stop being such a fucking crybaby?
He's leaving to get the food.
God damn. It's not time to get the food yet.
You suck.
Right.
I don't remember
well,
the story.
Out.
I don't remember the story either. I don't remember how old he was. I don't remember where he was. I mean, those are all things I feel like I would remember.
Was he on a playground?
He did it on a playground?
I don't think so.
Some listener will remember. If we actually have had this conversation, it's either because the story's so boring that we've all forgotten it or that he's literally never told us.
Or he's full of BS.
Yeah. Right. It's some amazing thing where, you know, he fucked some girl and she became a princess, ascended into the heavens and grew angel wings. I mean, I don't know what happens to these girls after he bangs them. You never see them again. Who are these people? Who knows what happens to them? Well, anyway.
So that was fun.
Yeah. Do we have some bad advices?
Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff. I have some reaction stuff. You know, maybe I'll start with that. this one person, this person has a problem, but they're reacting to the phone sex lady. Remember the girl whose boyfriend?
Oh, she was bummed because he was calling phone sex,
right,
and she'd asked him to quit. And then she found out he was still doing it.
Right. And she feels like, is that cheating? You know, that's, I feel like because it's another human being that he's having an actual.
Are they live
interaction
or recorded
with.
Stuff?
They're live. I'm sure he calls a sex line and some chick gets on there and talks dirty to him until he blows his load. And then, you know, the hang up and the transaction's complete. And I'm sure she tries to keep you on the line as long as possible, right? Isn't it? Per
right.
minute?
Yeah.
Well, this person says.
I've never done that. So
well,
I,
we did
I,
the we called one time.
No,
but yeah,
but I
it's
mean
not,
really like.
Well,
not
you've always
on the
said
air.
You don't like the you don't like phone sex because you're afraid the other person's not really doing what they say they're doing. They're sitting there filing their nails or watching a soap opera
or recording it.
Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, even if someone were saying all the stuff, I should be able to just get into it, right? But I don't necessarily have never been with anyone who was like, I'm going to say really nasty stuff to you right now.
Oh, so you're not saying you're against it.
No, I just...
It's never happened.
I don't know that I've had anyone on the phone just go like...
Have you ever done... I would think in today's world, like the Skype sex call must be huge.
Oh, right.
Like I would totally be doing that.
Well, right.
So fun.
But you just started that with, have you ever done... I'm in a relationship too. No, of course I haven't done that.
But she goes what off about, on business
yeah,
trips. I mean,
it's been a while.
Didn't
but...
you guys ever Skype?
No, and... she sent me great pictures before. So that's good. I mean, you definitely want the spread eagle shot for sure.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Visual, yeah.
You do. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me.
I trust you.
We believe you. You keep telling us. How can we not
know
believe
men,
it,
Vinny?
Right. Yeah.
We're sitting on a gold mine. Uzi is anyway. Mine's like a silver mine. It's just not worth as much.
No.
No,
old, dusty.
I don't think during any of those trips there was any Skyping.
Mm.
No.
Or just plain phone sex.
But you guys sexted a little.
Yeah, we've sexted some.
Yeah.
But no conversation.
But I'll tell you what, if I were single today, as opposed to being single, what was that, 9 years ago? Pictures of my dick would be all over the Bay Area. Like, there's no chance that wouldn't get out there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would obviously also have pictures of the Bay Area's pussies in my phone, too. So, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if you were single right now?
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
I feel like the mistake people make is putting their face in stuff. I mean, because it's you totally.
What if you like your dick? You might want your face in it.
Right.
What
right
if you're
angle.
Like, shh.
I don't know. I mean,
let me get my smile down here,
Vinny,
too.
From the morning show. Do we have to see you smiling over the top of your cock?
Well, what if you have telltale marks on you, like birthmarks or tattoos?
Yeah, I'm covered in tattoos. I mean,
on your dick?
No,
well, around,
on my arms.
Somewhere around your arms or even your legs.
Some of those fancy prom. Gloves, you know.
Really?
Pull those up here.
Elbow length gloves, yeah. So no one knows.
Sexy satin gloves.
God, you gotta love today's technology. I just got an alert that he's obviously made the purchase and coming back with our grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh,
right.
We have a meeting today, but we're like, oh my God, we're
with
so hungry.
Two meetings.
We're so hungry right now. So we went and got grilled. There's a grilled cheese place that opens. What time do they even open? 8 in the morning or
well,
something?
They must open early because they do breakfast as well.
Oh, so that's why. So that's yeah. It's great. So convenient. Although grilled, I wish it was like, you know, grilled salad. But, you know, take the grilled cheese.
Salad.
You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
Like, the kids, couldn't it be the plant? You know, it's got to be. Can you imagine if there was a plant within a quick walk from here?
It'd be a lot better for all of us.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, this one, let me see if it doesn't say anything about the name, so I'm not going to say it. Hi, radio friends, longtime listener, first time bad advice seeker. My husband has a history of spending more money than he should on porn and phone operators. Mostly when we were in our early 20s, less so now that we're in our mid-30s. I thought the problem was going away, that he'd matured, but I just found out he's racked up almost $6,000 on his personal credit card, the one we don't share. This is after I've expressly asked him not to use it. We're trying to save for IVF, and I monitor our finances very closely. Here's the kicker. He won't let me see the statement. He He just wants me to transfer the money from our main account so he can pay it off and close the account.
Oh, my God. Yeah, close the account, quote, unquote. Uh-huh.
I feel well, like do I... it. What's your problem?
Yeah, just $6,000 what?
I feel like I need to see the charges, especially because this has really hurt my trust in him. Am I off base? What should I do? What could be on that card? All kinds of stuff could be on that card. Hotel rooms, you know, Hookers Inc.
It's Ashton hard. It's totally hard to say. I mean, I know that I remember when I was young, this was long before the internet, someone I know racked up thousands of dollars, maybe in that range, on those 976 lines. So it could be that.
Did their mom come to them with a phone bill and go, oh, my God.
Landline bill, which is almost like, where in the house is this happening? Like, it's the landline.
They're all
the cord
attached
only goes
to the
so
wall.
Far.
Were you squeezed in next to the fridge or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's weird stuff. But this is what I do think, though. I feel the same way about the first writer as well. Some people get into something when they jerk off, and it becomes the thing that helps them get there. And whatever it is, it might be wearing a silk scarf.
Oh.
I don't know what people sort of get themselves attached
or
to.
Sniffing someone's panties or sticking a finger up their butthole or, you know, whatever it is that gets them there. Just trying to think of all the things people, you know, I don't know, having a sneaker stuck up their nose.
I was trying to keep it clean, but now we're at the finger up the asshole.
Smell.
So, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean, though. So,
but anyway, if someone tells you don't do it, now it's not just the thing you like to get off on. It's the taboo thing, the thing you're not supposed to do.
I don't know if it's so much that, but I do think that weeks away from it, months away from it, will make that time when you go back to it that much better. Mm. And suddenly you're like...
Human's back.
Are we taking a break?
Back again.
What are we going to do?
Should we just take a quick break and chow our grilled cheese and then come back for the next thing here? Let's do it. And we'll be back right after this bite of grilled cheese.
All right.
Right? Are we on?
Yeah, we are.
What were we last talking about?
Grilled cheese, I'm pretty sure.
Before that?
It was
phone sex.
Phone sex.
Oh, right. The person that's spending... Well, right. So what was that lady's question?
Her question was, I feel like I need to see the charges because this has hurt my trust in him. Am I off base? What should I do? What could be on that card?
Broken trust is a horrible thing and only leads to worse scenarios.
Absolutely.
So...
You need to see what's on that bill. I say you... Say, yeah, I'll pay it when you show me what's on it.
I think that...
and that's the end of that.
It's well, I don't know this dude. I would bet that it's the stupid phone sex, and that's more embarrassing, maybe, than even, you know, six $1,000 hookers, because...
At least he's paying for prime meat.
Dude, you sat there and racked up $6,000.
I know. How many minutes
hiding
does that
in the bathroom
into?
Listening to some lady who, you know, really? Come on. But that's, I'm telling you, these things, I bet you he got into that as a kid, and this is the trigger for him that gets him off. And so this is what he's into. And it's actually safe. I mean, of all the things, it's not an alleyway blowjob.
That's true, Vinny.
Walking
it's
around,
not an alleyway blowjob.
Just walking in Waikiki the other day.
I got a
lady goes, hey, sweetie, where are you going? This was at night on the street.
Mm.
And the missus wasn't with me. She said some. Yeah, no, I was by myself
where
for
was
a
she?
Minute. She was, I don't know, she was back at the hotel still.
What were you doing out on the streets at that time of night? Looking for Hawaiian hookers.
At that time at night, it was like 8 o'clock.
Sweetie, that's late.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Where are you going, sweetie? And because I now have some city experience and understand what that meant, I just kept walking. But I was like, hey, there's a hooker.
I could get an alleyway blowjob right now if
that's
I wanted
a hooker,
to.
Hooker, everybody, just standing there on the corner.
You didn't say hi or anything?
No, I just minded my business. I don't want to get caught up in nothing.
Where am I going? Where are you going?
Going downtown.
Little teeny skirted chick with some tattoos. She wasn't bad looking.
Yeah, I didn't hear the beginning of the story. Young or old?
Young.
Oh.
I mean, not like underage, but young. Probably in her 20s.
Not all road worn.
Get offered any drugs?
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Did you get offered drugs in Hawaii? Does that happen?
I didn't.
Interested to know about that.
But I was actually, I'm telling you, this area of Waikiki now is just a shopping district for Japan. Mm-hmm. It's where they vacation. And apparently, Japan's so expensive that Hawaii vacations are cheap.
Imagine that.
Well, it's, you know, I guess it's the same flight from California to Japan that as it is from
Japan.
Yeah,
it's probably like halfway.
California to Hawaii as it is to Hawaii. Yeah, right, halfway.
Yeah. Well said, Vinny.
Right.
Sweetie, where are you going? All right, here's the next thing. This is not a bad advice, but it's a fun story.
Okay.
With a moral. I actually, I'm going to give you the moral. I think I won't even need to. I think we'd all yell the moral at the same time at the end.
Okay.
Hey, guys, don't say my name. Cut that out.
That was Sarah.
I'm drinking a soda.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Deny it. It's crazy.
It's making me burp.
You think that's bad?
You shit your pants, do you get the yell? I had X-lax. What does that mean?
I'm going to isolate that.
I think that's a little bit different.
Is it?
Yeah, I do. Oh, look at you with that face on like you've never burped into the mic.
I never have.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Hi, don't say my name.
Hi.
I just wanted to share a horrific story that just happened to me. Last night, I went out to eat with my boyfriend. He ate really spicy wings. No big deal, right? Wrong. We leave, and when it's time for bed, we start kissing. My mouth starts to burn. I think, oh, he still has the spicy sauce residue on his lips. Whatever. Not too bad. It gets worse. He then decides to use his hands downstairs, and that's when all hell breaks loose. My delicate temple was set ablaze, and I didn't notice until two fingers in that he had the spicy residue on his fingers, as well as my clit and entire vagina. Felt like it was the pit of hell. Goodness. That was a poorly written sentence. I stopped him, ran to the bathroom, and cried for 10 minutes straight. It was so embarrassing. I said nothing to him and went to bed with my vagina feeling like it was burning to shreds. Horrible night. People never eat wings before sex. Sincerely, I was wing-fingered.
I'm surprised. Well, maybe they haven't been together that long, but I definitely would have said something.
I'm surprised. Okay. You know what? I know that I
you
happen
know what
to
the
be.
The moral of the
hold
story
hold on.
Is
I'm
going
to tell you what I think.
Okay.
First of all, I want to say I might be the best boyfriend of all time.
Because you wash your hands?
Because I wash my goddamn hands
that
before I'm going to touch
of
your
the
pussy.
Story. Yeah.
Every time, yeah. No matter what.
You guys are going to bed. There should have been hand washing, toothbrush. Hell, if you just ate spicy wings, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but it's a priority to get your fucking hands under some hot water and some soap. That's like thing one, because I'm sorry, your hands are covered in hot, spicy wing residue.
It doesn't matter if you ate tangerines. You don't.
Yes,
you wash your
hands
after you eat before you finger some lady.
And before you get into bed, your teeth get brushed, you do your whole nighttime, I hate your boyfriend.
You know, and I'll tell you another
and you're
thing.
You're embarrassed?
I feel bad for you, for a couple reasons. Not only is it because your boyfriend is lame and doesn't wash his damn hands.
He's so unsanitary.
But your parents didn't bring you up to stop some guy from fingering you before he cleans his damn hands. You don't know to say, did you wash your hands?
Because you don't have a great history of that.
I mean, you're about to finger me.
And when you were kissing me, there was some burning.
I just, you know what, I'm going to, when the time is appropriate to have the conversation, I'm most definitely going to tell my daughter, make sure a boy, before he fingers you, has washed his hands.
Oh, man, that's weird.
Is it?
Well, I mean, just talking
you
to...
You won't tell that to Diamond?
I don't even know how to approach that subject.
Listen, honey, there's
fingered.
This thing these guys like to do, that to cram their fingers in your twat.
Hey, you talk about...
You got to ask them first if they've washed their hands.
Do you
don't
talk
know
about
what they
Riley
do.
Or Sean's dick? At all?
No. God, no. I have no idea what he's talking about.
You know what's funny, though, is those boys, they don't seem to be using those things.
I know, right? Going to D&D parties on Friday nights.
Hi, I'm home. It's Friday night. I'm home.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
What?
Oh, are you guys going to bed?
Son, you have your own apartment in the East Bay, and you go to college at Cal. Mm. You get out there and fuck the world.
Yeah. But please use a condom.
God!
That's all I ever said to my kids was, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. If someone says no to you, it's a no, and wear a condom. And that's all I ever said. And when they were little, I was like, if anyone tells you that you'll be in trouble if you tell your mommy, you know they're bad. And that's when you have to tell me. You have to. Don't let them trick you. Anyone who tells you you can't tell me is tricking.
That's not necessarily fair, though, because I've definitely gone, all right, I'm going to give you this gum. Do not tell your mom. Because mom said no more gum.
Well, then why would you give her gum? If you know that you're not supposed to give her gum, yeah. And mom said no, don't give her gum, then I would think you know enough as the other partner
because
in that relationship.
Because dad's the coolest guy. Why else would I give her gum? What do you think she came to me for gum for?
Because she knows you're a pushover. And she can sell you out to mom, which she does the minute she walks in the house. Like, you're not going to learn, obviously.
I know.
And then pretty soon she's going to be out, if you don't give me a piece of gum, I'm going to tell mom.
Oh, the blackmail won't work. That'll be the first time she's gone the wrong direction, believe me. She needs to play the puppy dog eyes. That's the move. The blackmail thing. Fuck that. I'll dump your mom before I'll let you do this to me.
Go ahead and tell her. Your whole life as you know it will end.
Bye-bye.
I'll leave you forever.
Boy, that won't scar her at all, huh?
I know, right?
I think things are going smoothly. Okay, so here's one.
All right.
Yeah, just wash your hands all the time.
Yeah, wash your hands and expect that of your partners, too.
And even if just a couple hours have gone by, whether you've eaten or not, just like you should be washing your hands kind of regularly. I mean, I'm assuming you peed during that time, right? Scrub-a-dub-dub. Vinny.
Yeah.
Our 3-year-old has been coming over into our bedroom in the middle of the night for over a year now. How did you combat it with Isla? Did you change something up or did she fall out of this habit on her own? My husband and I are so ready to get a full night's sleep again. Thanks, Marsha.
Well, first of all, the reason the kid started sleeping in our bed was because the missus couldn't get a full night's sleep as it was. So coming in was the solution to the full night's sleep. And then it became
the problem. Right, the end of your full night's sleep.
To the full night's sleep as well. So because they're kicky.
Yeah.
They're noisy and
they've got their hands shoved up your nose.
They woodpecker your forehead their forehead. Anyway.
Their little toenail scratcher.
I finally, the way I solved the problem, do you want to know the truth?
Yeah, I think I know the truth.
Well, what do you
bought a new house with your own bedroom in it.
No.
Isn't that how you solve the problem?
It is, yeah. I got another bed and said, I will not be sleeping in here anymore with this child.
Will you marry me?
You're a riot. Who's funnier than you? No, I truly just... For the weeknights, I was like, I'm going to start sleeping in the other bed.
Got to do it.
Because I can't get any sleep.
And I'm putting a padlock on the door so she can only go to your room.
And it seems that inspired her to start telling my daughter she needs to start sleeping in her own bed. And that was that.
You've driven daddy from the marital bed.
Yeah. So, and now she's in her own bed. And actually... as much as I know the missus misses it, and I know I even kind of miss it some, because it's pretty cool.
It's adorable.
It is.
Everyone's sleepy, all sleeping in the same bed, a little family unit all cuddled together.
But she's proud of herself. She's pretty happy. Like, I slept all night in my own bed.
I like when she got up out of your bed, walked out of the room, and then walked back in and went, oh, I slept all night in my bed.
I know.
That chick's great.
They are weasels, aren't they?
Children, you gotta love them. Smarter than you think.
Yes, for sure.
But also stupider than you think. Don't give them too much credit. Okay, little dummies.
So, I would just, you need to put your foot down. It's gonna suck, but you gotta do it.
Yeah.
It's no good. And I know that people write in and say, it's it's the culture thing. It's you guys are, you don't know, around the world, people sleep with their parents till they're 20 whatever.
No. Hey, we were like four, all right?
And there were four.
And we were poor. It wasn't a cultural thing.
All of you slept together, same bed, family bed.
Let me ask you a question, though, Bryn.
Yeah.
This should be good.
You guys, so you say you were poor.
Uh-huh.
But you guys have done really well.
My parents, yeah, have done very well for themselves. They worked very hard, and that's why they went around very much.
But do you think
you guys had the bed to yourself sometimes?
Well, at that point, we were middle school already, like fucking off and being terrible kids. But
You think that because what I was thinking about this was, it's not so much that you were poor; it's that they were smart with their money early, and
they made great investments.
They were saving
mm-hmm.
money. By having a smaller house, keeping everyone in
that
one bed.
That lasted for about a year, as far as I can remember. I was 4 years old, and we had
your two sisters, your brother.
But you're not the oldest.
Was there any cousins anything? Any aunts and uncles in there?
No.
You guys?
No, it was just our family. And it was in-law downstairs in somebody else's house.
Oh.
And my dad was a mechanic full-time, so he worked like 17-hour days and never saw him, really. And then he bought their first house and went from there. And then from one house to another house, and moved like 10 or 15 times in the city.
Oh.
In the
city. They hold on to a lot of those houses and rent mm-hmm. them out? That's yeah. so great. Good
oh,
for them.
That's the way they did it?
They busted so
they
their
would,
ass.
They would hold on to the house and rent it and
move on to the next one. Mm-hmm. Wow. Refi, pull out, invest in another one, be broke for a while, bank on that real estate market. And then when it crashed, we crashed pretty hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. But as long as you can hold on to the houses, that's,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right. But if you're heavily investing
mm-hmm.
and you crash, then it's
the
bad,
landlord
bad
thing, though, dude. How do you guys deal with that?
Oh, man.
I did it the one time and I didn't
it.
Do it really.
There's
it
was... lawsuits left and right for that. We have our real estate lawyer. My sister's in law school right now to become a real estate lawyer just because of that.
Right.
So it's constant, you know, tenants on your ass about random things, and then there's lawsuits back and forth. It's just like, oh.
Well, but the whole sitting fun. In your house after you've given them notice thing, that, what is that?
I don't know how to do it. Yeah, I don't know how my parents do it either.
I don't know what world we're living in where you can't give someone notice.
San Francisco.
Yep.
Yeah. And San Jose is going to change too, right? At some point.
San Jose has changed. That's where the house was we were renting.
Yikes.
That's what the guy said to the missus. Don't you read the news? I don't have to pay you.
Jeez. What a jerk.
I was like, oh my God, that guy, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
I had to stop myself.
From killing
you
him.
Have no idea. I went to his work. I stood outside his work and was like, this is the moment. Do I get back in my car?
Did you have a knife on you or anything?
I didn't.
What'd you have? Just your bare hands?
Nothing. Just, I was
in
just.
Your hard head?
I was just so mad. I was so
mad. I just
want
to talk to you. I just want to talk to you.
Steam coming out of your ears.
I was so
red
mad.
Face.
Like, I just don't know
flaring
what.
Flaring nostrils.
To do here.
Gritted teeth.
But that's, you know, how many people are in jail for things that where anger got the best of them
yeah.
and they did something
yeah, when
they
someone
completely
is
regret.
Fucking you over
yeah.
and smiling in your face as they do it. It's really hard to just let them continue to fuck you.
Yeah, that guy stole
it's no good.
Thousands of dollars
yeah.
from us. Thousands. Well over probably $11,000. If someone did that to you in front of your face, and you'd go, oh, no worries, bro.
Yeah, you got to go through the right way.
All the
law.
It's awful.
They're asking you to beat the shit out of them. Then they're going to sue you and take your other house, too. Then they
own like
your
they're
house.
Begging for it.
That's
oh,
what it was,
it's 10:29, you guys. We got to go.
All right.
Why?
Yeah, we have a
you
call. We have to get on.
Client call.
We're very busy people with meetings out the yin-yang once
Sheesh.
A year.
All right.
Hey, thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you on Thursday.